Good day to our listeners. This is your host, Natasha Booth. Today, we'll be hearing from our pre-primary teachers and what they do at St. Columbus School.
I am Lynette Roots, the deputy principal of the preschool. I would like to give you information regarding the facilities at the preschool. We have four classes in the pre-primary. These are comprised of one grade double naught, one grade naught, and two grade R's. The classes are well equipped with a variety of age-appropriate perceptual games, construction toys, books, and puzzles. Each class has a dolly corner for fantasy play and a computer for educational games. We have two outdoor play areas with climbing equipment, swings, slides, and sand pits, as well as sand pit toys, water toys, and ball games. There is a bicycle track with road signs, a bus stop, and a car wash. We offer the children a variety of wheeled toys during playtime. The Grade Nord and Grade R children visit a computer center for basic computer literacy and robotics. Our PE coach collects the children from their classroom for movement activities. The skills taught here are to improve their gross motor coordination, balancing, and position in space. Speech therapy, occupational therapy, and educational therapists are also to offer at school and form part of an intervention team to assist the children when needed. Teachers able to then adapt their teaching style to accommodate the children's need. Chess lessons are offered to the grade R children once a week. This is said to improve problem solving, patience, greater thinking skills. The extramural activities are ballet for the girls, tennis, coaching, little kickers, and art classes.
My name is Hanelie van Wyk. I teach the grade double naught class, age 3 turning 4. Every day we start the day with a prayer and a song. We also discuss the weather of that day. We find creative ways to do the register for every day. Some days we count the friends in the class. Other days we clap the names of the children. In the grade double naught group, we concentrate on social and emotional behavior. We have an emotional tent in our class, where the children who are feeling upset or angry or anxious, they can spend some me time in that tent. The tent is open in the front to ensure that the children do not feel excluded from the class. I teach the children to make good choices every day. I also teach them that good choices have good consequences and bad choices have bad consequences. We celebrate birthdays by making the children feel special on that day. We learn a lot through play, and good fun is the key for every day in the grade double naught class.
I'm Leanne Hogg. I teach the grade naught children ages 4 to 5 years, and we are the teddy bear class. I will be focusing on creative activities today, as they are of great importance to develop children's fine motor skills. It helps them with their dressing, undressing, fastening buttons and zips, and in later years for writing skills to control their apparatus such as their pens and scissors. We do a main activity every day as well as side activities. We focus on how they sit and hold their apparatus. We assist them to hold scissors and pens and crayons correctly and to cut along a given line. Children need to have good control of their apparatus. We base the activity on what theme we are talking about and incorporate cutting, drawing, collage, painting, and box constructions throughout the week. We do not focus on the end product or how beautifully their pictures have turned out, but how the child copes with the skills and meeting the objectives set for the lesson. We display the completed work in class, and it's then sent home in a book form to the parents.
My name is Elsa van Aert. I have been teaching at St. Columbus now for 20 years and of my 30 years of teaching experience. And I find St. Columbus a home away from home. I teach grade R. And I want to just talk a little bit about maths. So maths is part of our daily program. And in maths, we cover aspects like time, sequencing of events. Puzzles are part of your maths curriculum. Also shapes and then counting. We try to learn through play. So these subjects that we cover are not sit-down formal kind of setups that you have in like grade one. Mm-hmm. So it's more kind of a playful situation that we're in, but we learn that way.
Thank you to all our pre-primary teachers for all their efforts. This podcast was brought to you by St. Columbus School. Thank you.